Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for sunny skies and highs up to 90, with an increasing chance of rain over the next few days. Let's get things started with real estate. South Florida housing prices are at historic highs. Miami-Dade reported a median sales price of $575,000 in May for single-family homes. That's up from $500,000 last year. Condos are up too. Broward reports a similar trend. Although the Federal Reserve has boosted its key interest rate several times since February, that's done little to slow the housing market. An affordability crisis lingers due to the swelling home prices, lean supply of houses and condos, stiff competition from out-of-state, and cash offers. In food news, Chef Adrienne Calvo opened 2 new Coral Gables restaurants during the pandemic. But now she's taking her name off those buildings. Calvo is splitting from Redfish in Matheson Hammock Park and the Italian restaurant Forte on Miracle Mile. Both were partnerships with Rodney Barreto, the Coral Gables real estate developer and businessman who is also the chairman of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Calvo says a 2-year deal has come to an end. The split will be official on July 2nd. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In Miami Beach, a collection of mosaic murals that were at risk of demolition after 50 years on the side of a bank building will be given to the city to find a permanent home. The Miami Beach Commission voted to accept the donation of the 15-foot-tall murals from the developer of a new Citizen M Hotel at 16th Street and Alton Road. Commissioners also directed the city administration to look for funding sources to restore and permanently display the artwork. It was created in 1971 by artist Enzo Gallo. And more from Miami Beach, a proposal from Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross to build a taller high-rise at the old Deauville Hotel site is moving ahead. The developer has retained architect Frank Gehry to design the building at 67th Street and Collins Avenue. Ross proposed new zoning changes that would increase the height of any new project on the Deauville site by 87%. The zoning changes would need to pass in a voter referendum because of the proposed density increase. The City Commission is scheduled to vote in July on whether to put it on the November ballot. And finally, South Beach's Firestone Station has lived several lives since it opened in 1935. And its next phase will be to host a bar by YouTube provocateurs the Nelk Boys. Restaurateur David Groupman has partnered on the bar with the Canadian-American podcasters who built their brand on prank videos. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.